So I am just on the BJJ Fanatics website, and what's amazing is now we've already talked about gravity is your friend, but there are two other instructionals that you might want to talk about.
Recently, I had the opportunity to work with BJJ Fanatics guy, and now we have three instructionals out there. We have Escapes Engineered for guys over 40. If you're 40 or more, hey, dig into it. Gravity is your friend. Sit-up sweeps. Been there for some time, and it's really, really getting a lot of attention. And then we have the Smash the Knee Folding Pass. Now, that's one of my favorites. So if you haven't looked at them, take a look. BJJFanatics.com.
Welcome to Raw Radio.
And we are live. Unfortunately, I'm flying solo, literally solo today. Gary is out, still under the weather, not doing so good. Hope he recovers well, because we need him on this show. So today, this takeaway is going to sound very similar to Ask a Black Belt podcast sounds like. And if you haven't checked that out, shameless plug right there, go check it out. But one of the most recent conversations, or actually the most recent conversation we had, was with Johnny Tama. What a phenomenal, phenomenal competitor. What a phenomenal instructor as he continues growing into the world of jiu-jitsu and his new role as an instructor at his academy. But one of the most impactful parts of that episode, at least for me personally, was the concept of 60-40. And as the episode was unfolding, I asked him a question. What was, if there was a percentage split behind or between the responsibility of the instructor and the responsibility of the student, in order for the student to make the student successful, who owned how much of the percentage, who owned majority of the ownership, or whose job was it to get this, to get that student to the success? Is it the instructor's job to give all the tools and really make that student successful? Or is it the student's job to seek that success, to seek that knowledge, to continue driving forward, to be hungry for the knowledge, right? And the answer was very interesting. And he provided, Johnny talked about or showed us or talked, you know, introduced us to the concept of 60-40. And what he means by that even though it is instructor's job to create a good platform to learn, to teach classes, to answer questions, to make sure that all his students have a comprehension level where they are being set for success, it is the 60% responsibility of the student to seek the information. And I think what was the most interesting part behind all of this was the simple fact of, you know, with information being so accessible today, meaning be it's on our phones, it is, you know, on internet, it's essentially, you know, anything we can find is fully available on YouTube and all the other platforms. Excuse me again. You know, it would be really irresponsible of us to really not seek that information on our own. I think life is quite different today than it was 20 years ago when I was starting jiu-jitsu, where, well, envision this. You're making to the academy once, twice, three times a week, and that's all information you are getting. Today, world is very different, from Instagram to social networks to YouTube channels to paid platforms or paid instructional DVDs. Everything is accessible to you at your fingertips. Now, none of this will really replace what Jiu-Jitsu Academy will offer, right? Watching videos would only take you so far. Matter of fact, I speak about this openly quite a bit. It's not a replacement of your jiu-jitsu strategy or your learning strategy. It's a supplement. It's something to add on. But what is really important, and I think is often underestimated by many, many, many students, is the simple fact that going to the academy will get your body moving. Important part of your journey. Two, you will create relationships. You will make friendships and you grow the community. Be part of something that's by far bigger than just you. And there's this third component, is that jiu-jitsu itself, is the technique, is the mechanics, is deeper understanding of what is happening around us. And this is where the videos, this is where the privates, this is where you meeting up with your training partner on the mat or even at home in the basement. And you drilling. This is the part where I think a lot of students could take a larger responsibility and really take upon themselves to get their jiu-jitsu even better, make it better, take it to the next level. Don't just check in, check out. Nobody's going to do the work for you. I mean, you can, I suppose. You can come in once or twice a week at the academy, see what the instructor is doing, and then check out and just go home and come back. But I do feel that often those students at some point disengage because that connection, that the physical connection and mental stimulator connection is not the same as if you simply look things up. What didn't go according to plan today in a class or in a sparring session? Perhaps your guard retention needs a little bit more work. Well, how about if you just looked up? You don't even have to pay for it. Everything is available online, on YouTube, in millions of videos. If you just need to know where to look. But what if you did look? What if that one question that you had earlier in a class or after a class or the one obstacle that you were facing earlier today just got resolved by watching that 30-second clip? What if now you took this to the next level and next day you came in and applied those strategies that you watch on this video and test them out on your own? Some of them will work. Some of them won't work. But the point is you continue stimulating yourself. So this concept of 60-40 was quite interesting to me, even though it is still an instructor. And don't take me wrong. It is still instructor's responsibility to set you for success, you as a student. It is their responsibility to provide you with the right platform, to explain things, to troubleshoot things, to really make you successful while you are at the facility. But that's where it ends. That instructor doesn't have a capability of going to your house, doesn't have time and ability to be there every single second of the day as you continue evolving, as you continue studying. It is really up to you as a student to take some of the knowledge upon yourself and do some homework, do some troubleshooting. Again, text your friend, hey, listen, swing by. I got mats in the basement. Let's troubleshoot some things. Let's figure some things out. Or perhaps show up to the class half hour earlier. If that's possible, some schedules don't allow that. But if it's possible, show up 5 minutes before class. Hey, listen, I'm troubleshooting. Let me see this. Instead of sitting against the wall and doing nothing, make it useful. Make it count. See what you can come up with. Imagine how creative one could be if we should really think about this and use every moment, every opportunity we have to continue evolving our jiu-jitsu. I mean, this is sometimes I sit back as an instructor and I watch students and unfortunately, or perhaps fortunately, I don't know, you can tell who is completely like submerged into jiu-jitsu and who is completely addicted to it to the point where they just live and breathe jiu-jitsu all day long. And that's an extreme, but you can also see somebody who is literally check in, check out. And I suppose I need to frame this in properly and say, listen, there's nothing wrong with checking in and checking out. Perhaps your schedule is very demanding. Perhaps there are other priorities in your life that don't allow you to do extensive amount of research and be on YouTube or be on social media all day long. And this is not what I'm saying. What I'm essentially saying is that if you want to take your jiu-jitsu to the next level, if you want to continue getting better at it, there are ways where you can magnify your success. You can double, if not triple, the amount of stimulation, mind stimulation that you can do. Jiu-jitsu is not only sparring. It is not only you getting on the mat. Today, we can learn and study. And I should highlight the study part. It's not only learning, but it's studying. Part of studying, I would consider research and troubleshooting and some of these other smaller components that create the studying environment, which really you can take jiu-jitsu to the next level. So as I'm wrapping up this monologue today, and as you reflecting back on Jamie Thomas' episode, if you haven't listened to it, go back and listen. I think it was a good one. First of all, one of the more entertaining ones. What a great personality. What a great young man. But at the same time, there's a lot of golden nuggets in there. There's a lot of little tips. There's a lot of little things that we all can do to get better. We all can do to make our jiu-jitsu better. So as you today, as you're reflecting and perhaps listening to it, think about it. 5 minutes every day at home before you go to bed, perhaps instead of watching soap operas or other things that you watch or some of the shows, perhaps just do 5 minute research on the thing, the item, the obstacle that was giving you the most challenge earlier that week. And you might be surprised how much impact that could make long term on your jiu-jitsu. Keep on training. I hope Gary will join us next time around. We do miss him. I do miss him on this show. Always a great perspective and, well, you know, somebody at least to tell me to shut up once in a while. So I do miss him. We wish him the best. And I will see you guys around. Keep on training.
Thank you for listening to Raw Radio. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a review and help us make the show even more amazing. For future episodes, check out our website and follow us on all major podcast platforms. Take care.